Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry. Services are presented on YouTube, Facebook, and our website 1 week following recording. The message this week is titled, The Importance and Benefits of Grief. We were extremely blessed and excited to have a group of Great Lakes students lead us in a medley of songs. Thank you to Sophia, Tito, Sharon, Shemi Lure, Gianna, Asaza, Wanu, Deborah, Debbie, Don, Glynis, and Mike for being part of the video. The scripture reading is John 16, 17 to 22.
It's great to see, so many faces. Holy smokes, there's a ton of you from Great Lakes. It's fabulous. Wow. Good to see you all. It is a fabulous morning, a fabulous weekend. I know our family's had lots of fun stuff going on, birthdays and celebrations. I don't know if any of you were able to get over to the new park over by, on the other side of Ontario Street. The Rotary Club Park? Is that what it's? Anyway, it was super fun. We wish a special happy birthday to Daniel and Connie. And Ralph Williams will be presenting on his mission work in Tanzania at Fenwick on June 12th. And at Tintern on June 19th, if you're interested in finding out more about his work. Tim has written a book titled Get Down to Worship. He'd like to do a Bible study based around this book, and if you're interested in participating in that or you'd like to find out more about it before you say, hey, yeah, I want to do it, you can speak with him, and he'd also be more than happy to sell you a copy of the book. Great Lakes is also looking for part-time cooks, and you can email careers@glch.ca for more information on that if you're interested. On a sadder note, we lost a very special member of our congregation this past week. Grant passed away, and certainly we would welcome prayers for Barbara. It's a huge understatement. It's never easy to lose a spouse. When you've walked through life together for such a long time, it's very hard to suddenly find yourself alone. And so I ask your prayers, especially for Barbara. We will be having, or they will be having, a celebration of life here at the church on August 13th. So if you would like to mark that on your calendars, that would be great. Would you be willing to join with me in a word of prayer, and we'll give thanks to our God for this great day. Dearest Lord God, thank you so much for everything that you give us. Thank you for this gorgeous day, gorgeous week, God, but we also thank you for the rain. We thank you for the storms. It's a little harder to feel happy about thanking you for those, but we do know that we learn a lot through walking through storms. And we pray with gratitude that you walk beside us through our storms. We pray with gratitude that you walk beside us through the good times as well. We pray a special prayer for all of the war-torn areas in the world. God, there are so many of them. I know Ukraine comes up for our family, but there are many families all over the world that are also praying for their countries and for their losses. God, we pray that you would continue to work for peace in so many of these countries. God, we thank you that we live in such a great country. We ask your blessing on the service this morning. We pray that our songs and our ideas, our hearts would soar up to you in a special, like incense rising on the wind. God, we love you. We thank you so much for all that you give us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, church. Today we are blessed to worship God, and we're special treat today with some good singing from the students of Great Lakes Christian College. and I'm looking forward to that.
I am very excited today that we have a group of students from Great Lakes who have volunteered to sing. Some of what they are singing today is going to be familiar with us, and you're invited to join in at the parts that are familiar, but there are going to be parts that are unfamiliar, and you can let them take the lead through that part if you want to. Words are going to be on the screen behind us, but there's a lot of ad-libbing as well, so it might not exactly follow. I will watch them warm up, and it is so fun. So get ready for some fun and some great worship. Thank you, girls.
Hi, everyone. We're from the Great Lakes Girls Dorm, and we're going to be doing a little bit of Nigerian praise and worship style with you guys today. So feel free to stand and sing along if you know the song.
Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you come from heaven above. The Holy Spirit is on the throne. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. I know you come from heaven above. The Holy Spirit is on the throne. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart.
I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
He has made me glad.
He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. His mercies are compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Oh Lord, you have been so good.
You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life every day. Oh Lord, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life.
Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no.
When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Everybody up, up Jesus, down, down Satan. Up, up Jesus, down, down Satan.
Everybody
up, up Jesus, down, down Satan. Up, up Jesus, down, down Satan.
Forever, oh, for the Lord is good.
Ebube,
Hail my Jesus.
Ebube, Ebube, Ebube Dike. Hail my Jesus. Ebube, Ebube, Ebube Dike. Hail my Jesus. Ebube, Ebube, Ebube Dike. Hail my Jesus. Ebube, Ebube, Ebube Dike.
The Lord has done for me.
He has taken away my sorrows and I'm free.
I got my parallel with a pharaoh. Because of Jesus, every day na shakara I do. Double heavenly blessings now you have received. God, all the blessings of the family. He has given me victory.
He has given me victory. Victory, victory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Victory, victory, hallelujah. Jesus conquered the devil, pata, pata. He has given us victory. I will lift him higher,
higher, Jehovah.
I will lift him higher.
He has given us victory.
I will lift him higher,
higher, Jehovah.
I will lift him higher.
You are highly lifted up, awesome God. You are highly lifted up, mighty God.
Say you are. You are highly lifted up, awesome God. You are highly lifted up, mighty God. You fill my heart.
you're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. You're amazing. You make my life feel brand new. Jesus, you love me too much, oh, too much, oh. Too much of excess love, oh. Jesus, you love me too much, oh. Too much, oh. Too much of excess love, oh.
I am motherless song. Today I brought myself. I am the sacrifice. I am motherless song.
Is a song of thanksgiving. We're doing as if we're in the future, but we're in the present. We're thanking God for what he will do for us and not what he has done, as if he has answered our prayer. And the God's song goes like this.
What I've been waiting for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done.
My eyes have seen
what the Lord
my ears have
done.
Heard.
Hi everyone, my name is Oluwa Shimdurimua and I'm here to take the communion. So I'm going to start with discerning of his body, which means the acknowledging all that Jesus has done for us and walking in this liberty and this dominion without any guilt or any condemnation. For there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And it says in Romans chapter 8, verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin. Now, to explain what this means, it means that we acknowledge what God has done on the cross for us and that Jesus has paid for our sickness and disease even before he paid for our sins. That his blood was the redemption of his sins. And so the effect of this sin and bondage can no longer be held in us. Now, the Adamic sin has been paid for, and so we must walk this earth as if we own the earth. So now I'm going to read a Bible verse, and like, we're going to take the bread together. Then I read another verse, then we take the wine together. So now, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 to 23, from 23 to 26, For I have received the Lord, which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night that he was betrayed, took the bread. So, can I take the bread? Not yet, though. Took the bread and then gave thanks. He broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which will do in remembrance of me." So we take the bread now. Then, after the same manner, also he took the cup, and he stopped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you can in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you shall remember the death of God." So we take the drink now. Thank you.
Good morning. That was amazing, girls. Absolutely amazing. The reading this morning is John 16, verses 17 to 22. At this point, some of his disciples said to one another, "What does he mean by saying, 'In a little while, you will see me no more,' and then 'After a little while, you will see me'? And because I'm going to the Father?" They kept asking, "What does he mean by 'a little while'? We don't understand what he's saying." Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this, so he said to them, "Are you asking one another what I meant when I said, 'In a little while, you will see me no more, and then after a little while, you will see me'? Very truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come, but when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy."
Good morning, everyone. So happy that you're with us, and thank you, singers, for such a profound spiritual experience. It's wonderful. Thank you. Okay, this may be a first in 44 years of preaching that I may have to blow my nose several times today, which I do hope doesn't happen. It's just one of those colds that come out of nowhere, I guess. Yesterday, I spent time in a community center in Port Carling, and spending many years in the north, community centers, I had a picture of community centers that were I always attached to an arena, and it wasn't the best kept place, but this was amazing. The community center in Port Carling was absolutely beautiful. There was a very, very large audience in attendance. It was for a funeral for a wonderful young woman who passed away at age 37, leaving behind her husband and two very young children. And so that community just responded wholeheartedly to their situation. The pouring out of grief as well as love and support was profound. And I want to spend some time today talking about, and it may sound silly, but it's true, talking about how important grief is and not to avoid it. Mm-hmm. Avoiding grief does damage to your psyche, but also to your soul. Jesus wept, and so can we. I came across this article that was written in the year 1692. How many were alive in 1692? It was written and still there at St. Paul's Church in Baltimore. It's called the Desiderata. And Desiderata means something that is needed, something that is wanted, along with integrity, even though grief will come our way. And sometimes it does often. It is a reaching up to God. But the Desiderata is a place of coming in for grief and joy and everything else, and then going out into the world and also experiencing grief and joy. And so here's what the writer says. Again, it's dated 1692. I'll try to read it so that it makes sense. Go placidly amid the noise and haste and suffering and pain and confusion, and remember what peace there may be in silence and the lessons we can learn from it all. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others. They have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive people. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Do not feign affection. Don't be cynical about love. Take kindly the counsel of the years that have gone by and those who are wise and share with you. Nurture strength of spirit. Do not distress yourself with vain imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Therefore, be at peace with God. And whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life, keep pace with your soul. Interesting comment that's made, that somehow we can find ourselves in all of this. And yesterday, as people poured out their stories of this wonderful young woman who I had the privilege of marrying, she and her husband many, many years ago. And it's interesting, the grief that was poured out by many. It was also interesting that their two little children were running back and forth, all the way through the ceremony, missing their mom. But the group, the community, gathered all around them, all throughout the day. And they will forever, forever. This is our story. Grief is part of who we are. And so Scripture talks about this. Jesus wept. And I don't know how you picture, many of the New Testament books when they're written. But I get the feeling that when the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, maybe the church at Galatia, maybe also to the church at Thessalonica, there may be times when he had to put down his quill and weep. Sometimes weep because people walked away from the Lord. Sometimes weeping because of great torture, simply because they were Christian. But the grief helped them to call out to God. In 1 Peter 2, 9 through 12, and then 24 and 25, here's what he says to a group of people and us as well. But you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. I've read that a zillion times. But yesterday, this came through. You are a chosen person. You may not know it. You may have never felt it. But when God says it, it's true. You are a chosen person. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You are a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people of God, but now you are a people of God. Once you did not receive mercy, but now you have received mercy. So, dear friends, I urge you, as when you feel like you're an alien or stranger in the world, live such good lives that even those who don't believe and may accuse you of doing wrong, they'll see your good deeds and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Queen Elizabeth, who has been in the news lately, said these words: "Grief is the price we pay for love." Grief is the price we pay for love. It's authentic. It's a pouring out of the soul. And sometimes it's tears that just won't stop flowing. Many of you have experienced loved ones passing away. I don't know how many funerals I have performed. And I wish I could say I put as much emotion into every single funeral, but I can't. Because when it's a personal funeral, when my mother passed away, she suffered for so long, and it was a good thing that she passed. Oh, but I grieved. How about you? Is grief a weakness? Is it you're ashamed that you grieve? God grieves when we have pulled ourselves away. It is authentic to the soul. And we know that that's true. But somehow we want to avoid it. I came across this article a number of years ago. And it's called "The Waves of Grief." So you have to picture this. Picture a person on a boat caught up in a storm. So if you have that picture in your mind, this person is in a boat, they're in a storm. It's called "The Waves of Grief." It says this: "As for grief, you'll find it comes in waves. When the ship is first wrecked, you're drowning with wreckage all around you. Everything floating around you reminds you of the beauty and the magnificence of the ship that was and is no more. All you can do is float. You find some piece of wreckage and you hang on for a while. Maybe it's some physical thing. Maybe it's a happy memory or a photograph. Maybe it's a person who's also floating. For a while, all you can do is float. All you can do is breathe. All you can do is try to stay alive. In the beginning, the waves are 100 feet tall and crash over you without mercy. They come 10 seconds apart and don't even give you time to catch your breath. All you can do is hang on and float. But in between, you can breathe. In between, you can function. You never know what's going to trigger the grief. It may be a song, a picture, It may be a street intersection, the smell of a cup of coffee. It can be just about anything. And the waves come crashing. But in between the waves, there is life, somewhere down the line. And it's different for everybody. You'll find the waves are only 80 feet tall or 50 feet. And while they still come, they come further apart. You can see them coming. An anniversary, a birthday, Christmas. You can see it coming, for the most part, and prepare yourself. And when it washes over you, you know that somehow you will again come out on the other side. Soaking wet, sputtering, still hanging on in some piece of wreckage. But you'll come out. You'll learn to survive them. The waves leave scars. But they're beautiful scars. They remind us of the power of love. Remember the scars of Jesus. They were for our benefit. So grief, we've accepted. We understand grief. Peter talks about grief. In 1 Peter 1, 3 through 6, there's joy and there's sadness. There's delight and yet not delight. He says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ!" Exclamation point. In his mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He died. And that darkness, even though it didn't last for long, was pure darkness. It's kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is already to be revealed. In the last time, and in this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. So a question, how many of you have never had to grieve? 100% never had to grieve. How many of you have grieved? How many of you still grieve? It's important. It's who we are. And so let me just read a couple of these scriptures. But you, O God, you see trouble and you see grief and you consider it and you take it in hand. God knows our grief. A wise son, Proverbs 10, brings joy to his father. But a foolish son brings grief to his mother. I suspect many of us caused our mothers to cry sometimes in the past. And then this very pretty sharp comment in 1721, to have a fool for a child brings grief. There is no joy for a fool. Or Ecclesiastes, for with much wisdom comes sorrow. The more knowledge, the more grief. Think about that. The more you know, grief also comes. Or 1 Peter 6:10, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from faith and they pierce themselves with many griefs. Or in Ephesians, don't grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. I had a picture in my mind this week. I don't know if it's true, but I think it is. I know that when we grieve, sometimes we grieve alone. I know that when we grieve, sometimes loved ones come and embrace us. But have you ever thought that when we grieve, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit wrap us. That helps. It's a continual pouring out of love. This is how much he cares for us. And so, in Isaiah 63, yet they rebelled and they grieved God's Holy Spirit. God loves us so much that he gives us the choice. He could have created us so that we love him tremendously, but that's not really love. It's individual people coming to him, and he returns that love to them. He loves every single one, even those that turn their back. And even though people may say strongly, I don't believe in God, at the same time, it echoes back when God says, yep, but I believe in you. So lastly, you greatly rejoice. Even now, for a little while, you may have had to suffer in all kinds of difficulties. And so we remember, and it's not the happiest, and yet maybe it's happy because we understand. Queen Elizabeth was right. Grief is the price we pay for love.
Just a few words before we sing the last song. In Debbie's passage that she read for us today, Jesus promised that our grief will turn to joy. In today's service, we got the joy first. Well done, students. In praising God, your vitality is important. Your role is important. You're very much of a part of us. Thank you, ladies, especially for standing up here and sharing that with us. And you are to be commended, and God is pleased with your offering, and we are overjoyed. And in the lesson today, we need, I much need a lesson. In today's world, as you've been following the news, the awful shootings in certain communities of Buffalo and down in Texas. Can't say the name of the town right, but anyways, and all over the place in the world, as in the prayer, what's going on over in Ukraine, and in places in the world that we do not know or are aware of, there's a lot of grieving, and there's a lot of opportunity to minister to those that are grieving in our community of Beansville, St. Catharines, where we're from, and there's a lot of opportunity through prayer to minister to those grieving across the world. So we have a job to do. And if it's your job is just to get on your knees and pray for the grieving, even in our own congregation this past week, we've lost some valuable people. Not forever, because they get to go home faster than we do. But anyways, if anybody knows me, any funeral I've been here the last 12 years, I lose it because I'm grieving. But anyways, through this last song, we will sing hallelujah to the Lord and remember the joy that we do have in Christ Jesus that we are reminded through by the ladies through song, and let us stand and sing.
Can we bow our heads? So in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for bringing us here today, for bringing us here that we have shelters over our head, money in our pockets, food on our table. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us here peacefully. Lord, we thank you, Father, for what you've done for us, that we've learned the importance of grief, and may we not avoid grief, and that when we are going through tough times, that we shall hold on to the Lord.
Now we shall go through on this earth and go as if we are chosen, as we know that we are chosen people, we are a royal priesthood and a holy nation, and we are people belonging to God, and we shall walk this earth in this confidence. Then we should, and I pray for the sick, that Lord, you shall heal them for the weak and the depressed, Lord, that you shall change their lives this week in Jesus' name. And I ask that the Lord heals the world and holds up the Church of Christ, that Lord, they shall stand eminently in the Lord in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for the Great Lakes students, that Lord, as we're running up our this semester, Lord, thank you for that, and we're doing graduation. Lord, thank God for everything that we're going to do, that may we find favor in your eyes in Jesus' name. And I bless everyone this week, that we shall come back here with testimonies for the church. And I will just leave you with this Bible verse from Psalms 68 from 19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. And we shall walk in this understanding that every day we shall walk in his benefit, and we shall attain all his benefits, peace, favor, love, that we shall go on this week in that understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We are currently holding in-person services following provincial COVID-19 regulations. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved, worldwide. You can find out more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.